We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, my. I'm not a lawyer, but can you say copyright infringement? Phil Kennedy pointed this out to me, and we now have a logo for our United States Space Force, Department of the Air Force. Our Space Force logo is a virtual clone from Star Trek. Now, you're a Trekkie, Phil? Kind of, sort of? Okay, it literally is like the Starfleet Command. It basically is the Starfleet Command emblem. And I don't know who holds the trademark or the service mark or the copyright, whatever they did with that particular logo, but I suspect there may be something filed unless they have previous clearance to use it, which is a possibility, but I can't imagine any Hollywood type helping out the Trump administration. But I'll try to get it up on our Facebook page. The Space Force logo is a dead ringer for Starfleet Command. My goodness. Talk about life imitating art. And was Gene Roddenberry the man or what? Well, he didn't come up with that logo, I don't think. Anyway, it is 11 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And it is Bowerly. And if you tuned in for the cash code word, yep, we don't have a cash code word in the 5 o'clock hour. I know. I'm sorry. We don't have one, so you didn't miss it. So don't worry about it. So I want to do kind of a poll with you guys. And that works best when you call. Especially if you live in NY27, but you don't have to live in NY27 to have an opinion on this. Who would be the best candidate to run against Nate McMurray in Chris Collins' old district? Would it be Stefan Mihailu, Beth Parlato, Rob Ort, or the guy I think is going to get it because he's got the money and can self-fund, Chris Jacobs? This is like selecting a new pope. And joining us right now from the College of Cardinals, I believe, we have Stefan Mihailu, who is one of the candidates in the running. Stefan, thanks very much for being with us. You've got a bone to pick with the 8-county chairman involved in this procedure. Would you like to share that bone?
Well, it's really about the process. Before I get to that, I'll vote for that Mihailu guy. So 1-0 so far. It's really about the process. You know, the process, there's grave concerns about the secrecy of it. You know, the county chairs, they're in a very difficult spot. This was forced upon them. This wasn't their choice. But I would wholeheartedly support an open, transparent process where the media and the press and the public are invited in for interviews, and the public and press could see the final vote. The true open and honest and transparent process would be a primary election. You know, but I'm not a billionaire. I don't begrudge anyone for making money, but I can't buy an election. You know, my dad fixed typewriters for a living. My mom was a factory worker. You know, my wife, Ashley, is a social worker, and I live on a government salary. I can't buy an election. And so I'm going to try my best through this process. But right now, the secrecy behind it is somewhat bizarre. I haven't even gotten called on when it is or where. It is.
Well, now the way I understand it is the party chairman from the various counties are getting together. This is going to be tomorrow, and they're going to decide behind closed doors who the candidate is going to be and then tell you guys tomorrow?
I don't know. I have not gotten a notification from any of the county chairs. Quite some time ago, I was told that Erie County Republican headquarters would be reaching out to let us know when and where it is. I have no idea if there's a meeting tomorrow. But also, too, you have to keep in mind, Andrew Cuomo has still not called a special election. You know, we believe it's going to be in April, and he would call it in mid-February if that's going to be the date. But we don't know. I mean, he could call it for November the same way he did for Louise Slaughter's seat when she passed away, and that special election was in November. But ultimately, again, I don't blame the county chairs. This is forced upon them. But, you know, the process, if it's going to be open, honest, and transparent, I have no problem making it public, letting people in, and letting them see how the sausage is made, letting them see the interviews, letting the candidates. Look, I'm going to make a pitch that I should be the candidate because I am a true conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. I always have been a Trump supporter. I'm not supporting the president just because I'm trying to climb the ladder for a new office. But I've also won in a dark blue county. So if the chairs pick someone who's never won in a blue county before, they might as well hand the election right to Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, so let me just bounce something off of you. I've spoken with you. I've talked with Beth Parlato and Rob Ort. And the three of you basically seem like interchangeable candidates. You all are conservative. You all have expressed support for President Trump. And I can't really see that much difference between you three. Am I wrong?
Here's the difference, and there's two very distinct ones. Number one, I'm the only candidate that actually worked for President Trump and his campaign in 2016 when it wasn't really popular. Actually, Michael Caputo, yours truly and many others, went to Cleveland for some time working with the RNC and the Trump campaign at the convention when I knew I would get my teeth kicked in a dark blue county for doing that. And again, the difference that separates me from all those that you mentioned is that I have won three times countywide, including an Obama presidential year in a dark blue county. And so if this election is on the Democratic presidential primary date in April, then you're going to see massive Democratic turnout. And that's why I say these chairs, this is not a popularity contest. They can't pick someone who they like. They have to pick someone who can win. And the person that can win is someone who's a true conservative, not a phony who saw the light on President Trump just because they wanted to go to Congress, but also someone like me with a record of winning in a blue district. Because, again, if they pick someone who's never run in a tough, dark blue district, Nate McMurray will win the seat.
Okay, so I, knowing, as I think I do, the way things work around here and for some reason in the area that we now call NY27, I have the distinct feeling, Stefan Mihailu, that the Republicans are going to select the guy who can self-fund, because it certainly has worked out well twice before, Chris Jacobs.
Right, and that's a huge concern. You know, before we've seen really wealthy, rich guys basically buy the nomination, buy the seat.
And a woman.
Disastrous. Yeah, and it led to disastrous consequences. Numerous losses and others leaving the office for, you know, their respective reasons. And so we can't go down that road again. And if another billionaire buys the seat, it could lead to disastrous consequences. It could lead to a Nate McMurray victory. And that's why at the end of the day, a lot of people have to make a decision whether or not the best way to resolve it is just having a wide-open primary in June.
So be honest with me. Between Nate McMurray and Chris Jacobs, is there really a difference?
I think Chris Jacobs would make a great congressman in New York 26. I actually think he would give Brian Higgins a run for his money based on his record. He's been in Albany for quite some time, has told the New York Times he was pro-choice, and when asked in 2016 whether or not he supported President Trump, he refused to answer. I not only voted for President Trump, but I am on the record of being a campaign volunteer for President Trump and supporting him when it wasn't popular.
So I repeat the question. Given a choice between Nate McMurray and Chris Jacobs, will voters in NY27 really have a choice?
I hope they will after a June primary where the voters will actually have a choice of who the Republican nominee is going to be. But this may be a case where, just like Kathy Hochul was a member of Congress for a few months, if the wrong choice is made, then you might see Nate McMurray in Congress for a few months before an election in November and someone else takes office in January.
Yeah. All right. So, but philosophically, with all respect, Stefan, in terms of your policies and in terms of the things you are telling potential voters, you, Beth Parlato, and Rob Ort seem to me to be the same candidate. And in the event of a primary, I kind of think that if you were running against Jacobs, Jacobs would win by default because your votes are going to split themselves. Beth Parlato is going to get some, you're going to get some, Rob Ort's going to get some, and you're going to basically divide the conservative wing, and Chris Jacobs ends up with the nomination one way or the other.
Oh, and that's why this choice is so important right now. You know, the party can avoid that by not picking someone who is a never-Trumper, by not selecting someone who is a moderate at best or a liberal, and also selecting someone who is one in a dark blue county. And that's why I'm making my case to these county chairs that they can't pick someone who they like. They can't pick someone who they have great and fuzzy feelings for. They have to make a difficult choice of who can win. And that's what separates me from all the other candidates. I could win in that April special election because of my conservative record. I'll bring out the Republican base, but I would also have a lot of crossover appeal with the Democrats that have voted for me in three countywide elections, including a Barack Obama presidential year. And that's what separates me from all the other candidates.
Okay, but Chris Jacobs can bring tons of his own money, and the Republicans wouldn't have to spend much of much party money whatsoever.
Yeah, look, again, I'm a blue-collar guy. I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, and my family's not a bunch of billionaires. We cannot buy it. So I'm going to work incredibly hard. I've always raised the resources to compete and win in Erie County. I've never lost an election, and I don't plan on losing one again.
All right, Stefan, we'll see what happens, and maybe tomorrow's the day we'll find out what's going on. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, there is Stefan Mihailu, one of the candidates in NY27. Oh, Beth Parlato has called in. We'll talk to her in just a minute here. And you people who are listening who aren't politicians, which way do you think the Republicans should go in NY27? And I hate to rain on anybody's parade, but what do the Republicans have a history of doing? Choosing candidates who are very wealthy, who can self-fund their own races in NY27. The more they can self-fund, the fewer fundraisers you need to have. So NY27, there is... concern amongst the candidates about the openness or lack thereof of the candidate who's going to carry the Republican flag in any April special election. And Beth Parlato is on the line. Beth, you have a bone to pick with me.
Hey, Tom. How are you? No, I don't have a bone to pick with you. I just, when I called in, I generally, you know, I love listening to you. So that's the first thing. And when I heard your comment to say to Stefan that, well, there's really no difference between you, Ort, and Parlato, and that's when I said, what do you mean there's no difference? So that's when I had to call in.
Well,
there's a huge difference.
Illuminate me, because I've spoken with all three of you. I've listened to your ads. I've listened to what Stefan has had to say and what Rob Ort says in his ads. And tell me where the differences are.
Okay, so... Well, the first difference is that I believe that I am the movement conservative. I'm not a career politician. That's a huge difference. I am not a politician. All three of my opponents are, and they are great guys. So let me just say that. You know, this has been very difficult for me because this is the first, you know, election that I'm in, other than when I ran for town judge, and very different when you're running for a judge than when you're running for political office. And they're great guys. So I don't want to talk about anybody's character at all, just the facts. And the facts are, they are three career politicians, and I am an outsider. And I believe...
Well, that is a background difference. Like, Stefan's differences were not so much with policy or positions as they were with background. And that's, like, when you say you're not a career politician, that's kind of a background issue, your background, as opposed to those principles for which you stand.
Okay, so if we want to talk about the principles for which I stand, I would have to say that for somebody like me, because I haven't been into politics, being a conservative is just part of who I am. So my values, my belief system has always been conservative from day one. Practically, you know, that's just the way that I was raised. That's the way that I raised my children. I know for a fact that, you know, I have opponents in this race that were previously registered Democrats, which is not a bad thing. But I'm just saying, you want to talk about lifelong, that's one thing. And then the second thing when I'm talking about a difference is being a movement conservative, it's basically getting on people on board with a message, a movement message, that we're not just talking, we're not just here to reiterate talking points of the GOP. Because that's not getting people out to vote. And that's not going to motivate voters to get out on April 28th when, you know, the Democrats are out voting in full force and everybody else is just getting back from their Easter vacation. So talk about 2 weeks prior to the election, half of Buffalo is down at Siesta Key Beach. if you looked at a calendar. So unfortunately, the date is awful if the governor does call a special election, but that's when you have to have the candidate that's actually motivating the voters to vote. And I believe that that's what the difference is in my candidacy, that it's more of a movement. I'm in this for a movement. We have the progressive freshman congresswomen that have started a movement. They have been louder than any freshman congressman in the history since I've been alive, that I know of. And they have started this progressive movement that is really driving the Democrat Party. Where are the conservatives? This whole thing is not about Beth Parlato. This is more about a movement that us conservatives, we need to stand up and fight against what's going on down there in Washington.
All right, Beth, I need you to hold on because I've got to get to a break, but we'll have some additional words with you following the news at 5:30. Beth Parlato has called in, and I want to talk with Beth also about this whole process of the Republicans and how they're going about selecting a candidate for the potential special election in April. And as I said, I'll bring this up with Beth. Knowing the Republicans' penchant in the area we refer to now as NY27, to me, it's a done deal, and Chris Jacobs is going to end up being the candidate because he's got the money and he can self-fund, and it's what they do. Historically, it's what they've done. Why would they do anything differently now? All right. Hey, this is one of the songs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A-List played last night at the Music Awards. Also, a stunning performance by Back to the Bars. Mentioned it at the beginning of the show. I know that a lot of you people are fans of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart. I never got into Rush. It's totally lost on me. But Back to the Bars, by all accounts, did a stunning rendition of a Rush song, which lasted roughly 48 minutes, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty close. But it was tremendous. I mean, the Rush fans were going absolutely crazy over it. But like I said, I know it's heresy, but Rush is just, it's lost on me. And then one of the local country bands was kind enough to put on a tremendous performance, and I really need to... I really need to say West of the Mark did a terrific job, and their lead singer, Jay. All right, it is 5:38. Hey, we're talking about NY27. It's the race with at least 4 Republican candidates, Chris Jacobs, Stefan Mihailu, Rob Ort, and Beth Parlato, who is with us on WBEN. And Stefan Mihailu was on with us a few minutes ago, Beth Parlato, and he is, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he seems mystified by the secrecy of the process that is being undertaken by the respective 8 different county chairmen. What's up with that?
I haven't heard anything. So your guess is as good as mine. I'm the candidate that can actually give you zero information because I don't know anything. I haven't even heard that it was Saturday. I've heard it through, the media. And when I did text Carl Simmons. He did call me back and said that, yes, they are hoping for Saturday, but they're trying to find a venue. And if not Saturday, it'd be the following Saturday. And since that time, I have not heard anything, so I really don't know. I guess what I'm going to do is just have my phone next to me all day on Saturday to wait for a call if I'm supposed to be someplace, and then I'll be there.
So how, presumably, how is this supposed to work? Each of you, the four of you, go in and you talk with the party chairman, and tomorrow or whenever this meeting is going to be, they tell everybody, hey, here's the candidate.
I honestly don't know. The other three candidates went through this last time around, right after when Chris Collins was first indicted, and then they did that interview process. So I think the other three would be able to speak more to that. I don't know. I have no idea what this is even entails, this interview process. I have not heard one word. So I am going in completely blind. So that's just the way that it is. But I'm prepared for whatever they throw at me.
Okay, so the long and the short of it is, since we know that the Republicans like the candidates who can self-fund, and that's all they seem to nominate, really, in the district that we now think of as NY27, is there really much doubt that Chris Jacobs would be the odds-on favorite to get the nod from the party leadership?
Well, I mean, this is what I would, how I would answer that. I mean, I'm obviously not a self-funder at all. You know, I work to pay my bills, and at this point, I'm not even working because I'm running this campaign. So, but I've been fundraising. So the 5.5 months that I've been in this race, I have fundraised. We're close to 400,000, and I have a lot of support from DC that I know is going to come in and help me in this race. So I know that I'm going to be fully funded. So if that's the issue, that they want to go with somebody with the money, I would have to say, you know, I may not be dollar for dollar, but I will be fully funded, and I'm confident in that if I'm picked for the special election. So I'm just trying to differentiate myself. You know, when I go in tomorrow, whenever the interview is, you know, basically, I know you asked earlier, you thought that talking about being an outsider really is just explaining your background. I mean, I see that, but I guess I have a little different perspective about it because I also think that it goes to, it just goes to the whole candidacy. It goes to the whole campaign that when you go to Washington as a stepping stone to build a political future, that's different than somebody who has zero desire to build a political future.
But can you give me a single instance where your policy position is different than Stefan Mihailu or Rob Ort?
We have not discussed policy. So let me tell you this. The Lancaster GOP wanted to put together a debate between the four candidates. That was when that young guy, Frank from Lancaster, was still in. And they had it all set. They called all the candidates. And it ended up being that I was the only one that was going to do the debate. So I was the only one that was going to show up on January 15th or January 25th on a Saturday to debate my opponents on policy, but none of them agreed to go. So because of that, I don't even know exactly where they stand on policy. I know their voting records, and you know, but that's it. I don't know where they stand. So I thought it would have been a good thing to do, which is why I agreed to do it, but I guess my opponents did not think so.
So because you don't know where they stand, you really can't say that you guys aren't basically the same candidate.
Well, I don't think we're the same candidate at all. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I'm not – just because that maybe I'm pro-life and Stefan may be pro-life, that doesn't mean we're the same candidate. We're different. We have different things to offer. We have different things to offer New York 27. One of them is – the reason that I'm even in this race is not for any type of stepping stone or any type of self. There's no self-interest. It's public interest as opposed to self-interest. And as a regular person that I've been sitting back watching politics for all of these years, I just have a very bad taste in my mouth with the career politicians that are using these positions for stepping stones because then the constituents don't get things don't get done for the constituents. So what is going to get done for New York 27 when we continue to put in career politicians that want to just continue to get reelected every 2 years? No, we need somebody that doesn't care about that. We need somebody that literally is going to try and get something done for the constituents of New York 27.
Now you were elected to a judgeship, though, right?
I was, yes. I did run three elections. Right,
this is not your first dip in the political pool.
Correct. Well, correct. It's just a different type of election because in judicial elections, you're not taking any shots at anybody. It's very above board. So.
All right. Well, we will see what happens. I'm glad you called in, Beth. Thanks very much. Good luck to you.
So much. You have a great day.
Will do. Beth Parlato joining us on WBEN. I've spoken personally with Stefan and Beth Parlato, by the way. I mean, not just on the show, but Beth Parlato, I found her to be obviously highly intelligent, very, very down to earth. And what you hear is what you get with Beth Parlato. And with Stefan, same thing. Down-to-earth guy, very, very conservative. Rob Ort, we've spoken on the phone, on the radio, but haven't, to the best of my recollection, talked to him in person. And I don't get to go to Chris Jacobs' house. It is 5:45 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, let's get some calls in. In NY27, somebody's like, why don't you just have us text our votes in? Because I think it's boring if I just sit here and say, oh, we've got to vote for Beth. Oh, we've got to vote for Stefan. Oh, we've got to vote for Rob. Oh, now we got to vote for Beth. This, by calling it, enables you to tell us more about why you would choose the candidate you are going to choose. Chris Jacobs, Stefan Mihailu, Rob Ort, Beth Parlato, where should the Republicans turn? And is there anybody who wants to take umbrage with my prediction that because he can self-fund and he's got the money, knowing the Republicans, they're going to go with the self-funding Chris Jacobs? Let's go to Daryl in Medina on WBEN. Hello.
I got a question for you.
I don't know if I can answer it.
Census. No, we got the census coming up.
Yep.
What? More than likely, we're going to lose some of our political representation. Have you got any idea what we would be losing? For instance,
Yeah, I mean, it might very well be redistricted in such a way as to be a lot less friendly to Republicans. Surely the number of representatives is going to go down, and the Democrats are in charge in Albany at every single level. So whether it is redistricting for purposes of the House of Representatives in Washington or the State Assembly or the State Senate, there's probably going to be a lot of Republicans who want to have their resumes together.
I got one other one for you. I voiced it this morning, and I'll put it to you. I would like to see either the TV stations or the radio station.
I know. Put the candidates together and have a discussion. I would love to do that.
And get people from all the, all the media, get together. Everybody make, you guys would have to get together. So
yeah, okay. I know exactly where you're going, and just in the interest of time, I'll just cut to the chase. I would love to do a debate with all of the candidates if there's actually time to do it at this point. But there's no need to go, all right, who do I bring in from the TV station? Who do I bring in from the radio station? Because I can do it. And the best part about it is if I do that show, you're going to hear the candidates actually debating. You're going to hear the candidates asking each other the questions, because that's how I roll when it comes to debates. Take myself out of it. Put the candidates into it. Because, frankly, who gives a damn what I ask these candidates? I don't live in NY27. I'm not running in NY27. But I would love to hear Beth Parlato asking questions of Stefan Mihailu and Chris Jacobs and Rob Ort. And Rob Ort asking questions of the other three, and so on and so forth. So I would love to do it, but as I said, the caveat is if time allows, and I'm not sure that this process is going to allow that kind of a format. I mean, it's Daryl, it's a great idea. I would love to do it, but there are a lot of variables, and I'm not so sure I can honor your request. All right, especially if you live in NY27, but you don't have to live in NY27 to have an opinion on this. Which of the Republican candidates do you think the Republican leadership should run with for this potential special election coming up in April to hold a seat for a few months before the June primary kicks in? And I don't mean to be repetitious, but if history is any guideline, and usually it is a pretty good barometer, I don't think there's much doubt that Chris Jacobs, with all the money, is going to end up as the Republican candidate. You know, the Republicans, you know, they hate spending money. And, well, they hate spending their own money, and they would just as soon have Chris Jacobs spend as much of his as possible. I think their strategy is going to be to buy the seat. And, you know, obviously the odds are going to favor Nate McMurray, I suppose, in some sense, given the proposed date of the proposed special election. And one of the ways you could counteract that is to buy the seat, just flood the district with money and advertising. And for those of you who are into snowboarding or skiing, you know, had to figure that, yeah, sure, the end of the week, you know, take it up to the high 40s, almost 50 degrees. I don't know what the hills are like, but enjoy whatever skiing you're able to get in. Not exactly white, fluffy powder, I don't think, out there, but I haven't been myself, so I guess I'm not in a position to say. So we will have to wait and see. We heard from a couple of the candidates who called into the show, Stefan Mihailu and Beth Parlato, about what the Republicans are going to do in NY27. And, you know, again, I stand in terms of their publicly announced policies and the way in which they view the world, I can't really think of any differences I've heard, anyway, with their ads and speaking with them between Beth Parlato, Stefan Mihailu, and Rob Ort. They all seem to be very pro-President Trump. Some of them have expressed strong support. I think they've all supported very strongly the Second Amendment. At least two of them, maybe three, have said that they are pro-choice. I mean, I'm sure if you go through enough boxes to check off, you might have a couple of areas of difference. But in terms of the fundamental big issues of the day, primarily fealty to President Trump, my concern, even if the Republican leadership were to put things to a primary, would be, let's say you've got Chris Jacobs running against Beth Parlato, Stefan Mihailu, and Rob Ort. It seems to me that you'd have a situation where Ort, Mihailu, and Parlato are going to basically split the conservative vote. And then Chris Jacobs is going to end up winning in a primary with the moderate to liberal Republican vote. And I think he's going to be the choice of the Republican brass if they get together tomorrow or if they get together on Saturday. Because, you know, again, what do they typically do? What does history tell us? History tells us that they pick the person with the most money to run. It's how they fly. It's how they roll. And it would not surprise me at all to find out Chris Jacobs is going to be the standard bearer in NY27. It is 5:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.